Hey, AfterBuzzers and Siren fans, we are talking about Season 2, Episode 5, Primal Instincts. Man, everybody's tangled up in love. There's so much drama happening between the mermaids and humans, and what's going to happen now that Ben knows his dad is on the inside of this oil drilling? All that and more, so stick around.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome back, guys! Happy Thursday. We're close enough to Friday. It's Friday
Almost there.
We are so freaking close. I can taste it. And it's even been a short week.
It's been a short week. And you guys, I found this out in my last show. Tomorrow is National Margarita Day.
All right.
And it's on a Friday.
You will find me getting a margarita, jalapeno, to be exact. I love those.
But you like spicy margaritas?
I love spicy margaritas.
Oh, okay.
But we are not here to talk about margaritas. We're here to talk about Siren, episode 5. Okay, so we kind of got some answers this episode, and I'm really excited to jump into it. But before we do, I'm your host, Allie Nasta, and I'm so happy to be here. Carla Beltran, how's it going?
Hey, guys. Good.
Good. we were so delighted to have Hannah Levine in the studio last week. She's such a joy and a pleasure, and she just adds so much insight to the conversation. And without spoilers, too. Like, these are just her thoughts. It's always fun to get someone else's insight into all of our thoughts and theories. We will be actually be having a special guest next week who is played by Nicole, Xander's kind of girl, whatever's happening with that.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to have her in, too.
That's so exciting. A new character, and we get to meet her.
I know. We haven't met her yet, so
I don't know how
super
I feel
exciting.
About the character, but I'm sure the person's lovely.
I'm sure she is, because all the Siren cast and crew has just been a delight to have in the studio.
They have.
So anyways, let's get right into it. We open with Rin, Ben, and Maddie finally addressing that I guess what we're going to witness is a polyamorous relationship.
I was asking, like, are they officially in a polyamorous relationship basically now?
I feel like it's, like, obviously an open relationship, but they're open about how they feel. You know what I mean? I don't think they've officially established what they're going to be, but I think they've established that they all care for one another and they're really excited to see where this goes. What I find interesting about this is that it hasn't even been a discussion. It's kind of just like, well, we're going with it.
Yeah.
And, like, usually I feel like we would see a different side of, like, maybe Maddie and Ben talking about it or Rin talking with them, but they're kind of just going with their emotions and how they feel.
How do you feel about this relationship?
You know, it is what it is, because I feel like we kind of saw this from the beginning kind of happening, but we were too scared to actually admit that it was you know what I mean? Like, we saw it from the get-go, mm-hmm. but we were too scared to think that that's something that could happen on TV because you don't ever see it.
Yeah.
So I think it's really interesting, and I'm excited to kind of see how they explore it. And it was really interesting, I thought, that they didn't show us any of the intimate side of things, but we kind of got into why that was after. But I think they're explaining it.
I don't think
it
anything intimate has happened.
No, it hasn't. But okay. That's when they first woke up, I was like, oh, that was weird. We didn't see anything, but it's because nothing happened. How are you feeling about it?
I'm kind of glad that we actually finally got to it. We've been hearing rumors that there was going to be a polyamorous relationship between them, and we were kind of like, is this going to happen? Is it not? And we've seen scenes of them being together before, and now it's here, and, like, I think we get to appreciate it. So I'm happy that it's finally, like, coming through, and that we're going to be, like, I think we're going to learn something from each character from this relationship.
I think so, too, and I like that you said, like, we can appreciate it now. And I think it was because before, it's kind of alarming to think that something like that could happen and something like that could play out, because you always are like, oh, no, there has to be one or the other. But I guess there doesn't have to be. And that's just kind of what Rin, Ben, and Maddie are going to explore. And it'll be really interesting to see how it plays out, because we are seeing that Rin's basically kind of becoming a human, and the mermaids are really, really revolting against that.
I don't think that Rin is becoming a human.
Well, she's becoming more human-like.
She is becoming more human-like, but I don't know.
You don't think, like, I just think that she is really established that she cares about these humans. She's not going to hurt them. She's not going to leave them anytime soon. Like, she's making the choice that she wants to stay on land. But I think also she understands more of the repercussions of going back into the water than they do, because they're still trying to figure out, like, I don't think they fully have grasped the concept that they're out of the water for safety.
Yeah.
You know? But before we get into more of the mermaids, I kind of want to talk more about the whole Ben, Maddie, and Rin relationship and how they really discussed the whole mating situation. They talked about love. They talked about making love, which I kind of wasn't even, like, thinking about. That Rin doesn't even understand, like, how human anatomy works and how that, like, what love means and what, like, how that feels. So do you think that they're, like, how do you think this is going to play out? Like, do you think they're going to have more talks about this? I mean, Rin said she's into it, so.
No, I think that they're probably just going to show her the deal. I don't think that.
Just going,
like, to, like, what are you going to do, like, explain, you know?
This is human anatomy 101, guys.
Like, kind of give her a sixth grade lesson of, like, oh, this is how you make babies. I think it's just going to be kind of one of those where, like, the passion is going to take over and, like, we'll see her learn this side. Mm-hmm. I mean, we know from what the siren, like, what the sirens have said is that, like, mating is very different for them, but it's, like, also necessary because apparently a lot of men are killed because of mating.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, so.
What I find really interesting about the mating situation and how women are in, women are a power, and it's opposite on what it is on land. Like, men kind of have the authority over women. And I found it really interesting only because I see what the writers are doing. They're flipping things and showing, the writers are trying to show what, like, how there's different dynamics and how it could be different and how, like, it's, like, polyamorous relationships are a thing, I get. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're trying to break down those barriers, which is really interesting. And I think that, like, kind of showing how the mermaids are interacting and how, like, things are really flipped for them, that, like, the men are really inferior. And you even saw that when they came to the food.
Yeah.
And I just find this all kind of,
which I find that this should be a law everywhere.
Tell the men when they can eat. But, yeah, so I find it all kind of interesting. I feel like this is something we've never really seen before, and I know we've mentioned that a couple of times, but it's just touching on, like, you know, even, I mean, obviously we know this is a mermaid situation here where it's all mythological or whatever. What is it? Mythical? Mythical. Oh, my God. Mythological is not a word. where's my brain? So, yeah, I mean, so it's going to be fun to see how this, how they explore this more. And
how do you think that actually is going to play out with, like, Rin's song inside of Ben's head?
I see, that's something that I was wondering too, because when they woke up and they were talking about, like, how much they cared about each other and how much they, you know, really wanted to explore this. And we kind of have let that go. Like, I feel like they haven't even talked about, like, after we recorded Rin's voice to figure out what this song means, we haven't.
And we didn't figure out what
we didn't figure it out. We haven't touched on that once again. It's been a full entire 2 hours of content without us touching back to that. Like, let's not forget that research needs to be done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I feel like we'll definitely circle back around it. And I think the way that we're going to go ahead and circle back around it again is because they're obviously going to, like, all make love together. And then there's going to be a deeper connection. And they're going to be like, okay, we actually need to figure out what the siren song is doing, because it could be more damaging towards Ben and Maddie as well, because we don't know what the effect is having on Maddie either.
And we don't know if Rin has some sort of effect. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we don't know if she's tied closer to Ben because of this song. So let's not forget about that, because sometimes when I'm watching the show and then I'm like, wait, let me think back, and that actually happened. And I'm kind of like, okay, well, now we've opened up 17 other issues now in this episode. So I'm just really curious as to where that was going to go. Really quick, guys, I see you in the chat. Thank you so much for joining. We love your thoughts and comments. Carla will be checking it out, and we'll be trying to infiltrate your theories and such for the show as well. So let's get into Maddie's mom and the whole situation with Maddie's mom. So, you know, obviously, we finally find out who Glenn is. He is just a drug dealer, and he's not her lover. I know I had suspected that they maybe had, like, an abusive type of relationship, but that's not the case. And I know that Maddie's mom, like, just kind of had a spot of weakness, which, Carla, I know that you mentioned that last week. You were like, I think she just was feeling weak, and this was her drug dealer. And so that's kind of how they had a thing. But do you believe Maddie's mom when she said there was no cheating and no relationship?
I believe her.
You do?
Yeah, because of the way that she reacted. I think that whenever somebody has cheated on a relationship, they act, like, out of denial, and they immediately go, like, no, no way.
Right, they go get in defense mode.
Yeah, they get in defense, and then, like, that's not what the mom did. Like, the mom was like, no, you know what, this guy is my dealer, and he makes her feel good in a different way than, like, an amorous way.
Yeah, and what's crazy is that, so, he steals her wedding ring, which, like, how long was he in the house is my question.
I don't think he stole the wedding ring.
No, he did. That's why she...
No, she went there to see him. She went to the... That's why she knew what room he was staying in. She went to the siren song to see him to get supplies.
Oh, I flipped it in my head.
And then when she came, she went back.
But also, like, why was her ring off of her finger? You know, like, or it just fell off? Because she said he took it. But, like... How did she not know? Like, she was like, he took my ring. And then it was on the floor in the bathroom. You know what I mean? So it's like...
No, I heard wrong, but I think she said she lost her ring. She was like, oh, I lost my ring. I must have left it where he's staying at the siren song last night. Like, I have to go back and get it.
Oh, I totally misinterpreted. I don't know what I was hearing then. I thought she said that he, like, took it. And so, but I guess I was assuming that when she said, like, he has it, that she was like, oh, he took it.
Okay,
but, yeah, that makes sense that it would have, like, fallen off or something when she was in the bathroom, and that's why it was on the floor. But, like, what guts it took Maddie to, like, feel it was okay just to go into this crazy drug dealer's like house and take the ring back. Like, how did she know he wasn't gonna be home?
Well, because the mom said that he was going to be back at least till, like, tomorrow.
Yeah, but then, like, that's still why don't you have a person
we saw this coming.
Yeah, we definitely saw it coming.
We already knew that he was gonna show up, or he was gonna be in the shower, or, like,
right.
One of the
things. Well, I mean, obviously, whenever anybody's in a bathroom and their back is, like, they're, like, facing the wall, something's, like, always behind them.
Exactly.
Like, it's always gonna happen.
Yeah.
But I just was really frustrated that, come on, where's your wingman? Like, where is your walkie-talkie or your cell phone to have someone text you, or at least fake text you and be like, he's on his way, he's outside. You know, I needed that.
Well, since we're on the topic of Maddie's mom, Ivan Soto in the chat is saying that he's really bored with Maddie's mom. And
interesting.
He's sorry. So I want to ask, like, where do you think that Maddie's mom's storyline is going?
Well,
like, where...
That's something that I am very interested in is, Ivan, you know... Something we were talking about before the show is I feel as if they've opened up a lot of different wounds for us in this episode, particularly that Maddie's mom is kind of now adding to more of the issues, but we're pulling away from some of the things that had happened a couple episodes ago. So,
such as,
you know, trying to figure out the siren song and what that means and kind of
like
focusing.
Like, she's adding additional issues that are, yeah.
Yeah, which I don't, and that's the thing, I don't really know what her purpose is to be in the storyline. You know, is she going to stay? I don't really know. And I don't really understand why this is kind of our main focus right now.
Yeah.
Because it's... I don't really know how it's going to add to the mermaid storyline of things. You know what I mean?
Are you still with me on the theory that we think that her mom is a siren?
No.
Okay.
I don't think that at all anymore. I think that she just, it really was just kind of drug related. And now she's coming back into her life. But I'm wondering if maybe it just kind of plays in the role of how Maddie's life is complicated at home. And now it's complicated in life with Rin and Ben. And so it's just kind of adding to the dynamic. But at the same time, this storyline kind of, it's like, where else does it serve purpose to the other?
I'm kind of hoping that the mom's purpose serves for something bigger than just adding problems to Maddie. Because I think it would be so interesting if we kind of had some sort of plot twist where, because, like, when the mom was like, oh, I think I know where you're from, it's because, like, and she was kind of, like, guessing places. And I was like, maybe she's been to these places. How would she know what these people look like? You know, why would she say she's, like, good with this? So I was kind of like, oh, maybe this is going to give us some insight on, like
who she is
or, like, what she's done, or, like, when did, like, do we know when the drug abuse started? Did it start because maybe, like, there was something wrong with her skin, or she was having flashbacks, or, like, I'm honestly hoping that the storyline, like, leads to something more than just, like,
yeah,
her being a problem.
I agree. And I think it was kind of interesting, too, how we had the moment with Rin and her mom being like, I want to make love to them. Mm-hmm. So where does that kind of all come together into one solution? And now we have Rin killed this man. So now we've got a murder that we need to cover up, and that includes the mom, Rin, and Maddie.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's even more drama that includes the mom that I don't think that door is going to be closed so easily. Mm-mm. Obviously, they're going to hide it up. We saw it in the previews. But, like, where is that going to take us? Where is that going to take the storyline? How does that have to do more with the mermaids?
How does that help us?
Yeah, exactly.
With moving forward.
Exactly. Because right now, we're still trying to figure out how this, like, oil drilling situation is really going to end, if it is going to end, and how are the mermaids going to find salvation and getting back home?
Well, our only hope that I thought we had was going to be Ben's dad. When I saw Ben show up with his dad, I was like, yes, like, that's the same thing I was thinking. Like, go to, like, the main source, the person who will probably stop the drilling, because he would be like, hey, you know what, like, They're known for, like, their fishing company. They're the Powell Fishing, you know? So it's like...
So you didn't get any ill vibes when he walked into that room? You had no idea he had bad intentions?
I didn't think he had bad intentions in the beginning until he said, like, you have a good heart. And I was like, yeah, you don't. So why was I actually even thinking that you would be willing to do something,
right,
like, good, like,
see,
that?
I kind of thought something sketchy was happening. Like, I've always gotten a weird vibe from his dad. Like, he obviously clearly is about money. He's about himself. He's about his family.
Yeah.
And so I just knew something icky was going on there. But now it kind of all makes sense that he has to do with the drilling and everything, which is crazy because his whole company is derived from fishing and Palnell, you know what I mean? So it's just kind of like he must, like, does he own certain parts of the ocean to where he's going to be getting money for this? How does he kind of play into this situation?
Well, I think the way that he plays into this situation is, like, he has the biggest fishing company that there is here. And, like, he's going to negotiate. He's going to be like, okay, well, you guys want to have this oil. This is where we fish. So either you give me a portion and I won't, like, make this stop. Because, like, really, he's kind of one of the men in power in the town. So he knows that other fishermen are going to be affected. But he doesn't care because he's clearly working on a deal on getting some sort of, like, income where it's like, oh, it's okay. Like, you could kill all of our fish if I can get money from the oil. Because at the end of the day, that's what he cares about.
Right. So crazy. Also, like, where's Ben's mom? I feel like his
family...
We
never see
Well, it was mom. Weird because after the whole writing a check for Helen situation, she just kind of disappeared from the storyline. And I feel like she seems to me like a character that would have put more of a fight up rather than just kind of writing the check. So I'm just... And I had suspicions about what the mom's intentions were, but now I'm kind of feeling like she just is, like, now out of the story completely, and, like, until we get brought back in, like, certain family dinners, I just don't really see where she would be really necessary to be brought back in.
Yeah. Well, I feel like unless the mom has some sort of bigger, like, thing to bring in the table, it's not really... I feel like right now we are following way too many characters. I don't think, like, even though the sirens are all, like, as one, we have Katrina, we have Levi, we have Rin, we have, I'm forgetting...
Donna's daughter.
I'm forgetting her name. But we have Donna's daughter. And then, Mina Ruth 2093 in the chat pointed out that she loves that Helen and the merman are going to have a relationship. I think his name might be Frank.
Frank, the one that was in the tank.
Yeah, so now we're going to maybe see another relationship between, like, Frank. So, like, all these, like, sirens are kind of starting to have their own, like, stories. Mm-hmm. And then we have the outside stories from the people of the land. And I'm just like, I don't know who to track, and, like, I don't know where I'm going. So I'm okay that Ben's mom isn't coming in the picture. Because, like,
it makes sense.
She just brings problems into the picture, and we don't really need her.
I think I'm just kind of talking, too, about, like, how we have all these storylines that just randomly get shut down, where it's like, okay, I guess I'm going to forget about that one and start over a new problem.
Such as the siren song, which I had already forgotten about. Like,
but then, like, also, too, what's crazy is, like, okay, We're still trying to figure out what really is Helen's background. She clearly knows more than she's leading on to. We're finding out a little bit more with her new cousin in town. But then also, that's a new storyline. And then you're going to add a love life into this? Like, I'm just confused.
I know.
So, does someone say something in the chat?
My phone just died.
Oh, no!
So,
okay, guys, I'm going to open that up.
She's going to open it up, and you can hand it over to me. I'll have it here.
But, yeah, I guess there are just, like, so many different storylines that are going on right now, and it's hard to keep track of.
It's not only that it's hard to keep track of, but, like, it's also, like, where are we heading?
Yeah.
Like, what is... What's the final point that we're heading towards.
Like, where
is it? I mean, at this point, and I guess I'll save this for predictions, because I feel like at this point it might be that, like, it's just a whole getting rid of the oil company. And if that's the point, then we know.
But then also it leads me back to season one, where I'm like, okay, I thought the whole point was to kind of have, we're going to have this eventual head-to-head with the government, humans and mermaids. Like, eventually people are going to realize that humans are on land.
Oh, yeah, we're still forgetting about Nicole and her being part of, like...
the government.
I have a prediction.
Okay, save this for predictions. Basically, yes. So, we need to, like, make some sort of map of all the issues that are going on right now and really make, like, a check mark every time they get fixed or what. Because I don't want to forget about these things because they're really important. But I feel like because so much happens in one episode, we just kind of forget about the past. So that's kind of where I'm feeling there.
I understand.
Yes. Let's move on to Xander. I had a couple questions, and these are things that I always interpret them a little bit differently than you do. So I'm really interested to hear your thoughts. So Xander, you know, goes to Ben and basically is like, he wants to get the mermaids back into the water. He found Katrina when she was hurt and kind of healed her or whatever. And Ben's like, she's dangerous. But what was weird to me is that he didn't mention Levi once, and he's really seemed like he's trying to get the mermaids back into the water. So, like, what is his MO still? I don't really understand. If anybody has any thoughts in the chat, I would love to know. Because to me, he seemed like he genuinely was like, I just want to get them back in the water. And to me, that made sense because it was like, oh, he just wants to get rid of them. Like, he just doesn't want to be around them. That was my thought.
See, I guess I didn't really think about that because I'm still thinking, like, what I'm thinking is that he's following on the plan that he was saying with Katrina. At first, when he was like, oh, I'll help you guys out. I'll help you guys get in the water if you bring me Levi. And I thought, how is he going to do that? Like, he can't deliver that. Like, there's no way he can't deliver that. So the only way that he, like, if he's being true to his word, the only way that he would deliver it, like, that he would deliver his promise or what he's, like, proposing
if he has
help to actually be able to help him get into the water. So that's why I think that he went to Ben to be like, hey, you know what, like, let's help these mermaids get back in the water, because he's like, if I help them get it back in the water, then Katrina will deliver Levi to me. But I think I don't think Katrina understands.
No.
Katrina doesn't even know that it's Levi.
Like, her MO is, let's get back in the water, let's get away from these humans and never do it again. And so I don't know. And then also Katrina's like building in a force with them right now. They're all kind of either being held against their will to kind of become in this group, or Katrina's like kind of forcing them to come together. And now Donna's daughter has another, you know, she's angry. Like, she wants revenge.
I think I'm actually really excited for the day that Donna's daughter and Xander meet. I think it's going to be a very powerful moment, and I hope that this isn't, like, a scene wasted. I hope that, like, it's a scene that will deliver, like, something that we've been waiting for.
Yeah. Man. That was really intense. There's so much going on right now. I'm like, this is why I love talking about it, because, like, I watch the show, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I have so many thoughts and feelings. I need to get all out,
sorry. No, they're saying in the chat, Ivan Soto said that the blonde mermaid that's taking a liking in Helen's relative Rick is named Eliza. And Mina Ruth 2093 says that she thinks that Helen's cousin will develop a relationship with her. So that would be an additional relationship to the show.
Another, like, I swear we need some sort of, like, chart that lists them all out. No, but I mean, that would make sense because Helen was like, oh, I'm glad you guys are, you know,
connecting.
You're getting to know each other. And they seem to like him and not be like, repulsed by him. So maybe they could tell that he's kind of one of them.
Yeah.
Because sometimes with humans, they tend to, like, hiss and be, like, a little defensive at the beginning. So, yeah, I mean, that would be another relationship that we would kind of have to see unfold, which would be very, very interesting.
We're here for all the relationships.
We are here for all of it. I'm just really interested to see how it all pans out. And I think that kind of is going to – I mean, even with now, like, the drilling thing, because if it does happen, they won't be able to get the mermaids back in the water. You know, they won't be able to fish anymore.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen? Like, that is the biggest question looming.
Yeah, this is one – either they're being really good at hiding at what's, like, going to happen.
Yeah.
Or we really are super lost.
Yeah. Not sure. We love all of your thoughts and comments. Please, please, please send in your predictions right now, because we're going to go into our special mermaid segment where we discuss a mythical mermaid folk tale from around the world. So we've gone back and we've talked about Scotland's and Africa's and Japan's, their types of mythical mermaids. And today we're going to talk about New Zealand Mara Kihau. Most tales of mermaids are passed down through spoken tales and pictures, and in New Zealand's Maori folklore, they are also seen in carvings. A little more intense than a mermaid, the Mara Kihau is a Tanawahi guardian of the sea. It has a human head and the body of a very long fish, as well as a long tubular tongue that is often blamed for destroying canoes and swallowing large quantities of fish. A feminine spirit found in many medieval European folk stories, the Melusine has a serpentine tail and occasionally sports wings. France and Germany, Luxembourg, and Albania all have varying tales of Melusine, but the general legend describes her as a willful maiden who attempts revenge on her father on behalf of her mother, only to be punished by her mother with a serpent's tail. Melusine is especially connected with France as the royal French house of Lusignan, sorry guys, that was a hard one, claimed by descendants of her images of the sea. Fairy can be seen all over the world, especially on coffee cups of Starbucks, which has a Melusine-like mermaid as its logo. That's so interesting. And
God,
so,
that's crazy. I love that. I think that's my favorite.
Oh my gosh,
one.
I'm so sorry. I just mixed New Zealand and France. So there you go. You got two. You got New Zealand and France. So this link is on mentalfloss.com, and it is the 9 mermaid legends around the world. And what Carla and I have found very interesting about this is that each one of these, like, folk tales of these mermaids are so different, and they all kind of combine into what a siren is.
Yeah.
So I would definitely suggest checking out this link if you want to read more and kind of read in more depth, and if I mispronounce any of those words, which I'm sure I did, I'm really sorry. But I find it very fascinating. All right, let's get into some predictions.
Let's.
Carla, I'm very intrigued to hear what you had thought, because you looked like it was a good one.
I feel like I've been kind of a little bit off with my predictions this season, because I'm not really sure, like, where
no,
we're going.
You were, like, on par last season.
Last season, I was like, oh, this is going to happen, and Dr. Decker's going to die, and, like, this and that, and everything basically came true, and I was like, okay, Freeform, you can hire me to write the show now, although I'm not a writer, but I could give you an ideas. Okay. So, we were talking about Nicole, mm-hmm. and we were talking about Xander, and we're talking about Ben, and the oil and everything.
Mm-hmm.
We don't actually know what Nicole's intentions are.
No. But
we know that she wants to find out about the sirens.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we know. We know for a fact that she wants to know, are sirens real? What's going on?
Yeah.
Clearly, if she works for the government, she knows that sirens are real, because she's probably seen footage. She's heard about what happened to, like in the lab and, like, everything. So what I'm heading towards now as, like, a prediction is I'm thinking that Nicole is actually going to end up helping, like, get the sirens back in the water. Because you know how we're talking about the government? Like, the only other people that could actually, like, stop this like oil drilling would be like the government saying like, no, this is not safe for our water, so like this and that. And like the only way that they would hear about it is because Nicole is having a relationship with Xander. So whenever like Nicole goes back to Xander, like Xander's going to tell her like what they've been up to. And it's gonna be like, oh, you know what, like, yeah, like this happened with the fishes. So like I feel like she's going to find out. And
She's
just going to help. I feel like, I hope she helps.
Well, my thing is, though, is that the government doesn't want them back in the water. They want to research on them. Like, they want to conduct tests.
They
want to
research on them, but it would be more beneficial for them if they didn't. Like, the government probably doesn't know that there's others out there. They know that where there are some, which is in that place. So they wouldn't want them all, like, to be out of the water. And they're going to, they're obviously going to find out that this is killing animals. So I feel like the government prefers to have them in the water than to not have them at all.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just thinking. I think that the government prefers that they would just all be in, like, 10 lined up tanks and they would just, like, probe them or whatever. But that's also interesting, too, because it's like, yeah, let's not forget about the government. They were the whole reason the show started, technically.
Exactly.
So, I don't know. I feel like there's so much going on right now. I don't even know if I have a prediction because I don't know where it's going. But I do obviously foresee this killing of this man is going to add more tension because before they were looking for Rin and trying to solve this murder case when she murdered someone in the first season. So I don't think that they're going to be able to cover this up as easily as they expect they can. And
you know what I think is I think it bothers me that they're going to.
Yeah.
That it's just going to it's just like, oh, and we introduced this character for like 2 episodes.
Right. And
5 seconds.
Then we'll just wipe it clean.
Yeah.
Yeah, in that case, I don't really know. But I do think that I think eventually Katrina's going to realize that they can't get back in the water, and that's going to make them angry, and I think they're going to fight back. Like, I think they're going to kind of start, like, a war with the humans because they're going to be really angry that, like, their waters are being taken over.
Yeah.
So that's kind of my huge prediction. There's going to be a war between the humans and the mermaids, and it's going to – I feel like –
I like where your prediction is going.
Yeah, because I think that, like, obviously they talked about – Bristol Cove's like day about like, you know, they talk about the mermaid fights that they had and stuff. And I don't feel like that was brought up for no reason. I think that that was brought up because it's supposed to stem, you know, some sort of seed in us that we're going to think, okay, maybe this is going to happen in the future. And the fact that there's so much revolt and there's so much issue between the humans and the mermaids, and there's some that are like, no, we can do this together. We can work together. And some of them are just like, no, you are ruining our home. That makes them very angry. So that's going to be some sort
of
huge
attack. So I'm like, why don't they just go and attack?
Which is going to be bad when it happens.
Want them to attack.
Yeah, and so Rin is the only one that's kind of, like, on the human side. But it'll just be really interesting, especially because now that Donna's daughter definitely knows that Rin is in love with Ben and Maddie, she is revolting against that because I think she feels like Rin didn't have her mom's back because she doesn't exactly know what happened.
Yeah.
Gonna be interesting. But let's see if there are any predictions that you guys have. I know Ivan Soto always has some good ones. Oh man, you guys are throwing it all in there. So Ivan Soto says Rin will be forced to kill Katrina and it will make her rethink things, having been forced to kill one of her own.
I don't think so. I think that they've said that in the water. They fight and they are always like fighting, and like I think they turned into sirens in order to be able to fight it out. And I think that it's very, I don't know that they go around killing other sirens, but they definitely, if they were inside the water, Katrina wouldn't be like trying to get like Rin to head down.
I think what he's saying is like she's gonna be like, I think Rin's gonna have no other choice than to kill Katrina to be able to protect like Ben or Maddie kind
of
thing.
But like in human form, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Mina Ruth 2093 said, I think more mermaids will come in the picture, probably older mermaids guiding the young mermaids. Oh, and I also believe there are more hybrids like Helen. Yeah, I think I believe that too. Those are great predictions, guys. Clearly, we still have so much to learn about this world, and it's so fascinating. And the writers definitely have us on our toes, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So much fun every week. So much to break down. Thank you for listening to all of our theories, all of our questions. And please make sure you are constantly commenting on our YouTube page to let us know what you're thinking, what you want us to talk about. And we'll shout you out next week. Also, if you're listening on iTunes, give us a 5-star and comment, rate, subscribe, and let us know what you think there. In the meantime, Carla, where can they find you on social media?
You guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Carla Beltran. You can follow me on Instagram at @IamCarlaBeltran or on Twitter at Carla Beltran with an R at the end.
Hey guys, Ali Nasta here. Find me on Instagram at AliGirl. And of course, follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. We will see you next week. See you later.
Ciao.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.